Well, a semi-final time, and a man who knows all about semi-finals and winning competitions is Penrith 5'8", James Maloney. And Penrith had their presentation night last night. I'm just wondering who may have got their Player of the Year award, and we'll find out now when we talk to Jimmy. Good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How was last night, and who ended up with the awards?
It was a good night, obviously. A little bit disappointing, obviously, when you sort of feel overall like you've underachieved a little bit throughout the season. But, it was a bit of a clean sweep in terms of members, player of the year and all that sort of thing. And the Merv Cartwright medal from James Fisher-Harris. So, mate, a really, really deserving recipient. And, mate, just take for him because he's the sort of like who you love playing with, and he turns up week in, week out. So, yeah, awesome to see him get a bit of reward for what he does this year.
Yeah, he is one bloke who gave his guts, so to speak, every weekend for the Penrith Panthers. So that was well deserved. And geez, you sound like you've pulled up okay.
Yeah, look, mate, not too bad. A little bit dusty.
You pull stumps early. Stumps early.
Definitely not, Loz, you know me, mate. couldn't do that, mate. No, going all right, mate.
Oh, that's good. Terry.
No second thoughts, Jimmy. Brisbane could do with a player like you, maybe to guide them around the paddock. Any approaches?
Nah, not really, mate. Like, I'm really excited about the challenge that lies ahead, and, you know, the move overseas. We're really excited for that move. So, it's been a pleasure, and everyone keeps sort of saying to me, like, you know, how does it feel? It's all coming to an end. But as I said before, it doesn't really feel like it's coming to an end. I'm just really excited about the next opportunity. So, I think 5 weeks from yesterday and we fly out. So, really excited about that.
Okay. Yeah, it's another, you know, just another path and another stage of your life, Jimmy, that you'll enjoy once you get over there. And, you know, you're going to a good part of the world. So, it's exciting times for you and your family. But on the weekend, mate, we saw some really good games of rugby league, and the one I want to talk about is Melbourne and the Raiders. A lot of people were thinking that Melbourne would play in this year's grand final, and that still may be the case, but geez, the Raiders were gallant, and I thought they deserved their victory.
They were, and they just continue to be impressive all year. You know, it's probably not the most pretty style of football, but at the end of the day, pretty doesn't get you wins, and at the end of the day, they're doing what they need to. So I think, as we spoke about last week, I think the week off is a massive advantage for the Roosters and the Raiders. So I think those two clubs are sort of sitting in the box seat at the moment.
Yeah, no doubt about that. When you think about it, you're still like, so would you put the Roosters on top?
I probably would, I think. You know, I think in terms of strike power and what they can do, I think the Roosters are probably just on top of, Canberra. But, you know, you can't write them off because I suppose everyone sort of had question marks over them all year and they just keep producing. So, massive effort. And, yeah, I look forward to seeing them go because, I think they can really shake up the competition.
What about Parramatta, Jimmy? I know they only played the Broncos on the weekend, but still in a final to put 58 points on the opposition and keep them to zero was a massive effort. I give them a really strong hope this weekend. In fact, I think they'll beat Melbourne this weekend. And I know it's down in Melbourne, and Melbourne very rarely lose two back-to-back games, but I just think the style of football that they play will worry the Storm.
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't see a lot of the game, but in sort of going off past history, I think the way the game pans out from this week to next week will be completely different with the ruck control and things that Melbourne have. And I thought, you know, like I was really keen on Melbourne, you know, as premiership favourites last week, and I thought they were a little bit underwhelming against Canberra. You know, I know Canberra did a lot to disrupt them and, you know, turn it into their style of game. But, I just think Parramatta will face a completely different style of game this week. So, you know, personally, I I'd be signing with the Storm, but obviously a side in form like Parramatta, you don't put on 58 points in a semi-final if you're not doing something right. So, I'm sure it makes for an exciting contest.
I want to talk about the Brisbane Broncos and what we saw on the weekend. Jimmy, was just unacceptable. When a team gets beaten by 58 points to nil week one of the finals with the talent they've got. We've been talking at length. They need an experienced playmaker, someone to guide them and inspire them. You sound like you're not available. Is that how you see it with Brisbane?
I think they've got a bit to improve on there. I think there's been a few question marks on them. I think they've sort of, they've had some really good wins, but they've also had some really bad losses. So I think they're a little bit hit and miss this year. So I think they just need to find that consistency. Obviously, a young group, a bit like sort of, I suppose, Penrith in a sense this year. They're talking about these young, proper players sort of coming through, and obviously a few blokes with plenty of ability, but I think they're just looking for a bit of consistency, and I think they'd be really disappointed with, the performance that turned out in such a big occasion.
Because what's going to be better for them next year?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know what changes they're making. I don't know where it is. So I suppose that's a big question mark. But I suppose the added bonus you always get from a young crew is that the blokes that came through this year, they've got a bit more experience and they know what it sort of takes and where they need to be at. So outside of that, look, I'm not sure, but they're a strong club. They've always been a successful club, so I'm sure they'll work it out.
Jimmy, you know the rivalry between the two clubs, Roosters and South Sydney. Were you surprised that South Sydney, they just didn't show up, really, against the Roosters? And can they respond this weekend when they
take on
Manly?
How can you not
turn
up for a semi-final?
Well, I know, but they looked off from the get-go. From my eye, they just lacked, some enthusiasm. Yeah. They made mistakes and it didn't get much better for them. So I don't know how you don't turn up, but at stages, that's what happens. You just can't find your rhythm when you get into a game.
Yeah, look, I think the Roosters started really strong, and as you said, I don't know how you approach a semi-final, with the opportunity to have a week off, which everyone knows is such an advantage, and be caught off guard. So I think it was more the Roosters playing really well than the South playing poorly. And I think they'll bounce back, no doubt about that. But they're a real quality side. And I still thoroughly believe that the top four are the ones that sort of hold the keys this year in terms of who goes where. But, it's a test to sort of have your confidence knocked around a little bit and then bounce back next week.
Mm. It is a big... All right, let's do this week's games, mate, if we possibly can. Manly are the outsiders against South. South's get Sam Burgess back and Dane Gagai back, but Manly actually get Marty Tapau back. How do you see that going?
I think, as I said earlier, I think the top four this year throughout the season, I think they've been consistently the best sides. I think South will bounce back. I think Sam Burgess is a massive in, obviously. Everyone knows that. He's a real figurehead and a real leadership player amongst their squad. So I'm sure I think they'll bounce back and he'll play really well.
And you're pretty confident that Melbourne can get the job done against Parramatta. Melbourne are $1.40 favourites, $3 outsiders for Parramatta. I think that's terrific value.
I do. I know, as we said, I think Melbourne were a little bit underwhelming against Canberra. I don't think it was all Melbourne's doing. I think part of that was Canberra putting them off their game and really dragging them into a dogfight, which is something they've been really successful at this year. So, but I do think, it's very rare. I think Melbourne lost four games all year, so I think it's really rare to see them lose two in a row, and I think they'll bounce back down there at home.
Good on you, Jimmy. I'm glad you pulled up well from last night and try and back a winner.
No worries, guys. Always a pleasure.